Hi, I'm Narayanan. I'm Head of Business Insights at ACCA, Association of Chartered Certified Accountants. I'm delighted to welcome you to this short podcast on the subject of AI ethics. It's on the back of a report that ACCA has done jointly with CAANZ, Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, which is entitled Ethical AI for Sustainable Adoption, which makes the connections between the world of AI and the world of ESG, environmental, social, and governance considerations. The comments that follow come from Charles Radcliffe, who's a partner at Ethics Grade, which is an organization that provides rating and benchmarking services and analyzes the quality of AI governance across various dimensions, including across ESG dimensions. So let's hear directly from Charles.
Hello, my name is Charles Radcliffe, and I'm a partner at Ethics Grade. At Ethics Grade, we help investors align capital with their values. We have a particular focus on corporate digital responsibility, especially AI ethics. A decade ago, I was running a successful data analytics firm and serving some of the biggest organizations in the world. It was a privilege to work with really smart engineers and to solve our clients' challenges using their data. But as we grew, I became increasingly concerned about the darker side to tech and the potential negative impact our work might be having. I've spent the last 10 years or so writing and speaking on the subject of digital ethics, and I'm delighted to see that organisations like the ACCA are now recognising that not just that their membership will benefit from training and accreditation on machine learning skills, but also, to quote from their recent report, that with any technology with power comes responsibility, and in the case of machine learning, ethical considerations are never far away. I can't imagine that any ACCA member needs much of an introduction into ESG, but have you considered how AI ethics itself is an ESG issue? Let me start with a few examples to explain why the governance of technology systems, also known as corporate digital responsibility, ought to be considered in the context of your ESG strategy. Elon Musk has recently brought the issue of the energy consumption of computers to a mainstream audience. But it's not just the energy efficiency of algorithmic systems that should be a consideration. One well-known satellite navigation platform realized that one of the greatest operational expenses was caused by the electricity usage of their data centers. To reduce this, they realized that the calculation of their customers' journeys could be pushed down to their devices. And not just the journeys of that user, but indeed every device connected to their app would operate as a node in a vast computational array. Now that's very smart to help them not just reduce their costs, but also on the surface their CO2 emissions also. But in fact, the CO2 impact of their business would have actually risen because, well, put simply, an iPhone is just not as efficient as a supercomputer. Where your computation gets processed really matters. If you have engineers in Mumbai, perhaps your GPU acceleration of your ML models should be done in your data centers in Malmo. The Swedish electricity grid is, at least for now, less pollutive than that of India. And these aren't the only environmental impacts of AI. Even something simple like whether you use virtual backgrounds for your Zoom meetings has an impact on the workload of your PC. At an individual level, the impact might be negligible, but multiplied by millions of people simultaneously doing this, then it's all contributing to making it harder to achieve our sustainability goals.